Yudches Lamed. So the last pasuk in Parshas Zachar was Shmartim is Mishmarti. Lovati Asoyis Mechu Kaisar Teiras Hashem Natsulit. Chayam Ulsetamu Behem. Hani Hashem Elokeichem. You should be Mishamer the Mishmeres. So Chazal Darshan on this pasuk. You have it.
So,
Chazal Darshan on the pasuk again. That you should make a mishmeres to mishmeres. You should make gedorim. You should make, like you have in the Mishnah, obvious, a susiyog, the Torah. The first Mishnah that the Shurikan, that the Ganshi Kessel Gedorla said, is the person has to make a suyog latar. You have to make protective fences. So Zakhtar Achaim Kaddish. So the Kasha is Ushmartem Levelti Asois. Ushmartem is Mishmarti. What's that extra phrase? Yitzav Hashem Al Gedorim Hashermim Levelti Yavah the Koshel B'tiyuv. Hashem commanded us to make Gedorim, which will protect us from coming to do something inappropriate. Pirish Mishmeres means Hageder. You're going to make a protective fence. Batam, the goal of that is Levelti Asois Afilu B'Shoyge. So now, so the Rambam comes at an interesting connection. You don't really understand the purpose of Gedorim is because they're afraid if you don't make a getter, eventually the person will be nichshel in doing the veira intentionally. They're a real bona fide veira. So just stay away. The reason why the Chazal ashered yichud is we're afraid that the person's not going to be nichshel b'shogeg in a rayas, is he's going to get aroused to the point that he's going to willfully do a rayas, right? But the Rechaim HaKadosh is adding a whole new connection. It says that even if that's not what we're worried about, each person has to make own Gedorim. The Chazal made Gedorim. That's one. But besides that, each person has to make his own personal Gedorim, depending on what his nature is. The Vilna Gaon says, the Maral says on the Mishnah that Kol Sheyiras Chetoy Kodemus LaChachmasai. Chachmasai Miskayemus. So he has a Gebaldig Ha'or on the Mishnah. I think we discussed this once. So he says, translate the phrase Yiras Chetoy. His what? How do you say a person's say his fear of sin? Yirasoy Shalchet. Yiras Chetoy means his the fear of his sin. What does that mean? Right? So the Maral says it means each person has certain areas which he's drawn to. Some people have a tremendous taiva for machal zasuris. They're not so much into lashon hara that just doesn't. Some people they're not drawn to machal zasuris at all, but lashon hara is a major problem for them, right? So if a person says, "Listen, I don't have to make special gedarim for myself," the Maral says, "I don't understand anything. Everybody knows." Willfully ignoring the fact that he happens to have his sin, the areas where he has his problems, he's not addressing that because I don't want to be a frumer that's like different than everybody else. So that's what she's saying. You have to recognize you have certain areas which you have problems. You need to address those personally in your own level, and don't worry about what the fact that somebody else doesn't have that issue. It's irrelevant. For you, this is your sin. You need to deal with it. If you do that, now you have taka yiras. That's a bona fide act of yiras shemayim. I had a maisa once. I think I shared this with you. Once in my life, I really did not want to be touched by women. So nurses, oral hygienists. I needed to be away from that world. So I had a dentist in Cleveland, from guy who did this. He was also he also did the cleanings himself. He closed up. So another from dentist who said I could come to him. But he had a hygienist, a female hygienist. So I said, I want to come to you, but I'd like to know, is there an option of you doing the cleaning yourself? She says, well, there's no history to have the hygienist touch you. I said, that's true. But I don't want a woman touching me. He says, but Rashir and Isaac Osman comes and lets the hygienist do it. I said, that's Rashir and Isaac Osman's issue, but I need to not be touched by a woman. What he does is irrelevant to me. I know what my needs are. So he looked at me like, I'm like, I'm from Mars. And again, I'm like, oh, what's your problem? Like, you know, like, you're from everybody else. No, my problem is I'm farther than everybody else, and I happen to need this protection more than somebody else needs it. What to do with you? I'm not being better than you, worse than you. I'm not saying you're good, you're bad. You're not affected by it. I happen to be affected by it, so I need to address it. End the conversation. Like, you know, like he couldn't be. Like, I said, I'm not discussing avers and mitzvahs. I'm discussing what my personal areas are needed. The Goyen has a similar idea in a pasuk in Mishlei. He says the same idea that if a person doesn't do that, he says he's lacking Yir Shamayim. If the reason why he refrains is because of, he doesn't want to be looked different than everybody else, and he feels uncomfortable looking at Tufrum, my scenario. If he doesn't address his personal needs, it means bottom line, you're saying you're embarrassed for what people think about you more than what you really need to do. So that's not good. Let's leave it like that. Right? That's how you stand normally. That assume Mishmar to Mishmarati. Comes our Chaim Kadosh, it says, no, it's talking about something else totally. I mean, that's also true. But there's another layer. We're worried about Shagig. We're not worried about Mazer, we're worried about Shagig. Hagam shall tischai balati of Bishagig. A person does something which is inappropriate. He does a b'shagig. We're not going to give him an oinish. Albekein atem istami b'maisatia. But the action itself, intrinsically, is negative. V'omroi v'lochitama b'hem. And that's the end of the pasuk. You need to make mishmeres that you shouldn't allow yourself to be damaged by it. A person eats poison. So, well, I didn't mean to eat poison. It's b'shagig. Salate poison. Right?
When we say shagig, I mean there is a chet in shagig. It's just not as chomer as mezid. He means shagig with no kavat.
He means, you know, without kavat.
He has to bring a korban. He still did some. There's still a chet.
Well, depends what it is. But he's saying even if the shagig of the world, which is a misasik ba'alman, he's not a chayv an erchin. But the bottom line, there was damage to the nesham. And therefore, if you recognize that there's damage, the action itself intrinsically is damaging. So you need to make you're going to. I'm going to. If I recognize the fact that there's a potential that a person might come to get ingest poisons, I'm going to put filters on the water fountain to remove the lead because it's bad for you. I didn't mean to drink lead. I don't want to drink lead. I'm against drinking lead. I have a sheet against drinking lead. But the bottom line, there's lead here, you know. So put a filter on. Okay. And then he says, "End of the pasuk." Niskamalim. What's the point of that? Kibi hitomam. It will damage this relationship. The Bereshim's presence on the person will be affected. An action which is matuav. We're talking about tuavis over here. We're talking about things which are truly negative things. Affect the relationship whether you like it or not. Okay, that's what he says. Excuse me for going off into a halachic discourse for a second, because this is not a halachic shir, it's a shir. But I want to bring out this idea in a halachic sense. There's a fascinating Asim deraisa, Rishav Engel was a going out there. like going mamshe going out there, like you know, his lomdas, his chakiras and swaras and back and forth. But he was definitely like he pushed the envelope of this idea of a chakira, the two ways of looking at something, and you know which one is right, and you know splitting hairs. The Meister Huttner, when he was a bacher, so Rav Yosef Engel lived in Varsha. So he went as a bacher. He wanted to go meet Rav Yosef Engel. So he came to the house. Rav Yosef Engel was already really old. So he came to the house. He was sleeping. So he asked Rishus from the Bnei Bayis if he could just see Rav Yosef Engel when he's sleeping. Just want to see what a tzaddik looks like. You know, Tavachon looks like when he's sleeping. So Rav Huttner said over that he walked in and Rav Yosef Engel was sleeping. And his hand was going like this in his sleep. That's what he said. So whether Huttner meant it literally or not, I don't know, but that's how the story goes. So Rav Yosef Engel has the following shaila. We have a concept which the priests use all the time. Rav Yosef Engel was clearing this chakira, you know, before that already. Something called an Isra Gavra and Isra Chepsa. One of the most famous chakiras that there is it did in the Gavra or did in the Chepsa? So, for example, so we say there's certain halachas that did in the Gavra. You shouldn't do something. The action itself, nothing wrong with the item, right? But you shouldn't be doing these type of things. There's certain things which the root of the problem is there's something wrong with the item. So we understand eating chazer. There's the Chepsa is a Chepsa which is problematic. And therefore, a yid shouldn't eat it. So things which are not, which are just actions, it's very hard, you know, obviously it's a din of the gavra. You should not be acting in a certain way. So Rav Yosef Engel wants to know, is the shaykh a din of an iser chefza on a maisa? Okay? Iser chefza on an item makes sense. Right? So now I want to know, the Torah says that you shouldn't light a fire on Shabbos. Is the pshat is that there's a din in the person, he shouldn't light a fire? Or the act of lighting a fire is a problematic on Shabbos, is be'etzim, something which is damaging. There's spiritual danger in it. Therefore, you, Mr. Jew, shouldn't do it. Or no, there's nothing wrong with the action. There's a din on Shabbos. Well, you shouldn't do such a thing. So he says, "I'll bring you right that it's an iser. It's an iser. The maisa is intrinsically damaging. It's an iser chefsa on the maisa. So what's his right? He said like this: the loch is that by havdalah, the loch is you cannot use a for havdalah. It can only be a ner shashavas me'aver. You cannot use a ner which an aver was done with. So Moore says, what does that mean?" So a nair which was lit during Shabbos, you cannot use that nair for Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. So the more even was lit by Goy, you can't use that nair Motzei Shabbos for Havdalah. So he says, what if error was done? The Goy has no error to light him there in Shabbos. So if you tell me that Be'etzim, the act of lighting a nair on Shabbos, is intrinsically a damaging thing, like Chaz is intrinsically damaging, so chazer is damaging, a lighting of air is damaging. Now it happens to be a goy is allowed to eat chazer because you couldn't care less of his damage, and you couldn't care less of the guy's damage. But the mice is be a side or a negative mice. It's a mitzias of negativity. But it's a din l'gavra not to do something, and he has no such mitzvah. So where's the negative over here? Say, so, Alamai, you see that the iser is not a din l'gavra. It's this action intrinsically is negative, and therefore you, Jew, which we care about, shouldn't do such a thing. So it's an iser chefsa on the mice. The is the regressive angle. Passes regressive angle, such a child. That's the rice. Okay? So, Kups again, the Archaim says, okay, so I need, and now I did the mice of a shagig. So well, I don't care what he did. I did it by Misasek. I don't care. But the mice intrinsically is a negative, is a damaging mice. It leaves an impact when it's done. There is a it's not exactly the same. There's a nesivus, also a halacha shushtal. The nesivus said like this: there's a halacha in in Hillel's Mechatos that the butcher sold, mistakenly, he sold non-kosher meat to somebody. Right? So it's a Mechatos. Gives the meat back, gets the money back. What about if he ate the meat already, then they realized it was a problem? So the guy says, give me my meat back, I'll give you money back. He says, no, it's a Mechatos. He ate it already. He had no benefit from the eating. A Jew eats non-kosher meat. It's so matuv to him, he got nothing out of it. So even though it's gone, he has the right to get his money back. By any sederaisa. And he says, Rabbanan, beforehand he gets his money back, but if he had already, Allah, he's called in henna, he benefited from it, he doesn't have to give any money back. They say in Allah. So the Nasiba is, what's your shout? So the Nasiba is like this. And Chazal can't come and make the item negative. This item is mutabidaraisa to eat. Chazal, what's the law? That Chazal said, there's a Torah, the law, don't. Chazal made mitzvahs, made the konas, made seiras, whatever they made. And you have a key to listen to Chazal. Where does it say? Because the Torah commands you, do not deviate. So the Nesiv is what we're saying over here is that they can't make the item problematic intrinsically. What they can tell is, you don't do it. If I didn't know that I was doing something wrong, there's no error. Because there's nothing wrong in the action per se. It's the decision to deviate. If I didn't decide, it's not called deviating. Because the mitzvah is to listen. I'm listening. You can't say it's not called listening if I didn't know that I wasn't listening. So, therefore, there's no error b'chlal. So, drabonu b'shegig, there's no error b'chlal. So, no error. So, you didn't have error. You had supper, so of course you have to pay for it. Beforehand, you realize before you eat it, you're like, I'm not going to do it. Here's your meat back, give me money back. Whereas by the rice, the item intrinsically is problematic. So I say, I didn't benefit from this. I got tempted to my lave inside of me. I'm sickened by it. So he gets right to get the money back. So it doesn't seem there's a shach in your day, which is before Pasha, is not like that. The Chazal can actually make the item an Isra Chafsa.
Same case or a different case?
Different case. But, there's a good shach like that. But, fascinating Nasivas. Awesome Nasivas. Okay, so that's, he's saying, so even though the action was done with Tolbi, without any kavana, negative kavana b'chlal, bad sim, it's matuah, so therefore you have to make a mishmeres for that. Okay, I want to go back to do one other one. It's a long piece. Pasuk Beis, Yudches Beis. So he's dealing with the pasuk. Let's see the pasuk. The psukim over here. See, pasuk Beis and Gimel. The real bnei Yisrael b'martol yamini Hashem elokeichem. K'maseir es tizam asher yashavtem bo lo yisasu. K'maseir es kana asher Hashem asher ani bevei yischem shem bo lo yisasu. Fine. So the Rechaim HaKadosh has a lot of questions on these two psukim. Okay, so the Rebbe Nesil v'amarta lehem. Tzorech l'das loma kefil loymer daber v'amarta. The Rebbe Nesil v'amarta lehem. Speak to them and speak to them. Like, what's the double lush? V'oid ma'achidish b'marmer z'ani Hashem l'keichem. V'chiyad arata lo yeidu z'et. The Rebbe Nesil v'amarta lehem. Ani Hashem l'keichem. Shkoyach. Shino, inform Klal Yisrael. Ani Hashem l'keichem. Like, okay. What do we think until now? Now it's interesting that this phrase, if you look earlier in the part, earlier in Sefer Yikra, you do not find that phrase. It starts here, and then it comes up again and again and again throughout Akrimos Kedoshim and later as well. But till now, it's not mentioned. So what was that? What's that? What's that phrase? Void. Ma'hi kavon osoi b'mitzvus k'maseres zemesh. What's the point of this mitzvah? Imanatem yidua ma'hu amaisa shalav tava mitzvah. Don't do like what they did. What do you mean by that? Anything? A one specific thing? So tell me what it is. What do Mitzrayim? What are you tying into Mitzrayim for? Either tell me what it is or not. It's the same thing. So Mitzrayim did something and Canaan did the same thing. Don't do that. So what's the double lashon? You should know the Mitzrayim did this action, don't do it. You know what the Canaan did this action also, don't do it. What'd you add? It's the same Maisa, what'd you add? You should know the Mitzrayim and Canaan were horrible people, both of them. Okay. But why do we have to know about that? You're right. You know, Al Capone and Dillinger were bad people. So don't do like they did. Like, just tell me, don't shoot people. Like, you know, like, I don't need to know that Al Capone did it. You know, like, what's in the gay? Why is Tzar Ladas Lomat Tzayin Eretz Yisrael B'Rimra Asher Yashavtem Bo? You should know Eretz Yisrael that you lived in as opposed to Eretz Yisrael you didn't live in. Like B'chi Yesh Eretz Yisrael Acheris, is there another one? Like there's two Mitzrayim, there's the one you lived in, the one you didn't live in. Like, well, the one you lived in was where the problems were. Like, what does that mean? Void Tzayin Eretz Kanan Asher Ani Mevi Eskam Shama. You know, the Canaan you're coming to, don't do like them. The Canaan you're not going to, again, there's two Canaans. Shinir Shiesh Acheres, well, Yodano Zulazet, there's only, I only know about one. Okay. Lo Yehid Shatiyah Eretz Canaan Acheres, Kimashan Yadua, Menayin Yeh Maiseh, Noidim Litzabas Aleim. You should know, I'm worried about the Canaan you're going to. Canaan you're going to, I'm not warning you about. Like, okay, Venera. So you want to say it like this. Now, this is one of the you can't fall asleep in the middle. Because if you fall asleep in the middle, you're going to walk right up with the wrong shot. Right. The Velt says, you know, by the you know, fall asleep in the middle of Barbara Nels. Rabbi Nels, like, he'll set up like 15 kashas about Chazal or Mamash are wrong. They'll give us a big binyan of answer all the kashas. So you fall asleep after the kashas, you buy Ben Abakaris. You know? Okay, and the Fimash, his mitzvah zoom, mitzvah arise. So the issue which we're talking about now is arise. Gami mash, and remember Saba Persha, Altatamu Bechalela, Kibchalela, Nitma Gomer, Adorim, Machirim, Maginim, Kimaiser, Mitzrayim, Kimaiser, Kanan, who Maiser arise. Talking about arise over here. Now I'm going to explain it. Can you do who? He comes to say, "Asher tzivra Hashem l'am kodshay, l'am kedoshay, he mitzvah sheyochal adam l'amad behem, v'yita atzmoi el rotzon asayse." The Rosh gave us mitzvahs. Means we have the power to do them, and we have avarice. We have power to overcome and control our actions based on what our rotzon is. Zulas mitzvahs precious meharayas. However, by rayas it's not shayach. Why? Whoever should nashes l'olam mecham dosen. When soso leim lasos, the natural instinct is so powerful, the person will fall prey to it, whether he wants it or not. Zulas bis atzmos hachok is based the word meyodim. So the solution is keeping two things away from you. If you do that, you're safe. What are those? Don't look at Arias and don't think about Arias. That's what's going to keep you in control. If a person is not careful with those two points, So he can't control himself. If he's not careful not to see, even if he's not thinking about arayas, the nature of the person's desire will be so overpowering by seeing that he might do the very, even though he has no intention to do it. Say lamad, mimashish Rav Amram, Rav Shal Chassidim, gam hayosim mushlo mibechinas achayshev, nitzatzeh mibechinas arayis. The more says that even though Rav Amram never desired to do, never thought about doing arayis, when he saw the woman in front of him being visible, he was overpowered to the point that he was about to do something wrong. Okay. He was worried about okay. Now, a person never sees. If he allows himself to think about arayas, eventually he'll come to do it. So the Morris brings the mice with, he brings the mice with like that. It's also Mizeya told the Khoshikosai, Asois will leave Mikinas and Royce. Even we never saw, just thinking about it will bring a person to do something inappropriate. Okay. Skip a few lines. So the way you're gonna fight against this thing is Bishlilas Memano Bay's the water. By keeping those two things away from yourself. Mizetia near Kevis. So his true rotzen will overpower his natural instinct, his natural urge, because he doesn't really want that. By keeping away from these two things, from the ri'iyah and from the machshava. So they are able to win without forcing themselves to do that. Because he's already been exposed to it, so now he can think about it. He can think about it. So he has to overpower himself and not allow himself to think about it, and therefore he'll be careful. So that's what the Bali Tshuva is adding, that the tzaddik doesn't have that issue. Bershom gave it over the mitzvah in a very intelligent way. There's extraordinary people who could do such a thing, but the average guy can't do it. They never saw and they never thought. He thought about these things. He's stuck. That's what a person could argue incorrectly. You lived in a world the people were doing horrible things. You lived there, you saw it. You're aware of it, you think about it, you create it. So you lived in a world where these things were things you thought about. Kol hazmanahu, the whole time, you lived there a long time, you were absorbed with this culture of thinking about these things. So now you're going to have a tremendous, it could generate a tremendous amount of desire for these things. Overpower it and don't do it. Now we have to explain why. How can you do that? It's settled in this horrible thing again. It says, so not only are you going to see it, you're going to be thinking about it again. So Mitzrayim is the Machshava, Eretz Kanan is the Re'iyah. So you're living in a world where the people are constantly doing these things. You're seeing the Arayas, you're seeing Taiva in front of you. You came from a place where you have this in your thought process all the time. So you're a Chayshav and a Raya. Don't do it. I said, you can't, that doesn't work. As I told you before, the only way you can win is by not thinking and not looking. So how do you do that? It's not shy. So that's why Hashem starts there, other than Jews, this argument is true. They cannot control themselves. But I'm Hashem, your God. By applying yourself and recognizing this, having an awareness of your relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the elokus which you have, this godliness which you have through your relationship, through that you can overpower your natural instincts. And then he goes right, I'm not going to go through the whole piece. So that's why the pasuk stresses the place of Mitzrayim that you were once upon a time, and the place, I mean, kind of what you're going to. But the Hakdama is Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Never forget that relationship. So they once asked the Brisker Rav, the Beis Halevi, that how does Shaykh not to be Chaymit, Lysachman? Not Shaykh, Lysachman. I cannot act on it. But you're talking about an instinct, there's an instinctive desire in the person. I want something, especially something which is precious to me. I want it. I see he has it. I would like it too. I feel bad that he has it. I don't have it. So the Beis Halevi says, did you ever watch a person walking on a tightrope? How do you walk on a tightrope? Total focus. You're not distracted by anything else. So it's shy for a person to be so focused on X that he doesn't notice Y. He says the concept of the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the year we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, the awe that we have from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, is so powerful that we're focused on that we're not focusing on anything else. So the same way the guy was on the tightrope, and right then, his neighbor who he's been in competition with drives by in the latest Cadillac, and he looks at that, it's all over. Because he can't get distracted. So that's life. That's the basic life answer. Now there's another way to answer it, which is that if a person is totally full of simcha and happiness with what he has, to the point that it fills his heart totally, So I'm, and from that state of being, I'm happy you should have also. Like, well, why shouldn't I be happy you should have also? Right? So if we fill our awareness of that, the Bar Kalam is interested in me personally. The revolver gives a mushal, but different the Kura. He says, how was a child by Har Sinai that there was no fights? You're talking about millions of people. How do you have child there being no fights? He says, imagine a person buys a lottery ticket, $1 billion. They make the drawing and they come and inform him that he won the lottery. At that moment somebody steps in his toe, it doesn't measure. He's so ecstatic about the fact he won the lottery that I don't notice he stepped my toe. You want to step my toe? Step my toe. I couldn't care less. I'm so excited about the lottery, like, you know, today he's full of that happiness, to the point that other things are not issues to him. So having a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu is better than a $1 billion lottery. Klaus Akendo Arsini says they were so excited about getting the Torah, they were so happy, like, you know, okay, you want to put the tent here, like, you know, like whatever, you're fine today, you know, I gave it a son, like, you know, like, that's not what I'm the guy's walking down to the chuppah, you know, to his son, you know, right? Like, you know, he's so full of that simcha. Like, you know, whatever, fine, don't hate, you know, do whatever, you know, happy for you too, you know, like, give me this job. So that's, if we can fill ourselves with that feeling, so I forget, you should also have. So, and the Hashem Lekechem, the Hakdama that he's saying is, if you would can truly be mafnim, absorb that into your panemius, what that means. The Gaon says a fascinating thing that normally you understand when the Torah writes in Lashon Yachid, is talking to each person. The Torah writes in Lashon Rabbim, he's talking to Klal Yisrael. So the Gaon says no. The Gaon says the Torah is writing in Lashon Yachid, he's talking to Klal Yisrael as a unit. Hashem Elokecha means Hashem, you're all of Klal Yisrael's God. So Klal Yisrael functions as a unit, so it's Hashem Elokecha. Hashem Elokecha means I'm your God, and I'm your God, and I'm your God. I'm Hashem Elokecha, I'm the God of all of you. So in Hashem Elokecha means the person says, I am your personal God. I'm also his, but John one time said, the Mora says that Yerovam HaNevot, I mean, was one of the most saddest figures in the history of Klal Yisrael, was Yerovam HaNevot. He was a Trendis Talmud Chacham. He had the Yir Shemayim to rebuke Shlomo HaMelech for allowing himself to get schlepped in with the Bas Paro, and therefore oversleeping, coming to the Chanukah Zabayis of the Beis Hamikdash, and because he had that, which he could have gotten his head chopped off, that he's going to be a melech. He realizes that Rechavam is going to sit down on the Zohar because he's machim, he's tavan, and he's going to have to stand. So people are going to see he's not really the melech. They're going to depose him. So he didn't allow people to go. So he made his agolas, etc. The Bereshim comes, the Mordechai says in Sanhedrin, Perchelik, the Bereshim came to Yerovam and grabbed him by the coat and said, Tu tshuva, Vani vato ben Yishai, Yitab Gan Eden. That's quite an offer. He says, "Me Barosh, Ben Yishai Barosh, Labina." As the Mora says, Shlomo Shlomo said, Rashi says, Ani v'ata v'ben Yishai. He said Yerovam first. So what did Yerovam ask? So he wanted to hear it again, that he gets to go first. Now you want to hear it again, you go second. I want to rub it in. Like, what's up? You're taking over the Kodesh Baruch Hu in the Gan Eden. So the Ben Yishai is first. Like, who cares? Like, what's your problem? That outward focus is damaging. If we could be mafnim totally what it means, that relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the words don't make any sense. That the Baruch Olamas, who is the infinite being, is personally interested in me and every little detail about me, and he takes care of me. I have to be the happiest person in the world. From that vantage point, so the Rosh says that if you can absorb that relationship, you can overcome your Royce and your Makshava and everything else, because it doesn't add up to what I have to offer you. So that's how you touch the hamster.